You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're at the Visionary 2024 conference with Amy Pearman. So Amy, there are many ways that you've made this conference as accessible as possible, and one of those was working on the accessible delegate packs. Can you tell us a bit more about that process?
Absolutely, yes. So we worked with RNIB Business Services to develop a range of formats for our delegate pack. So as you can imagine, for the conference of our size, it takes a long time to collate the delegate pack. So we create it internally, initially as kind of the template and also the large print version. And then we worked with the team at RNIB Business Services to create hard braille copies, e-braille versions, accessible PDFs and plain versions of the delegate pack as well. A variety of hard physical copies to send out to people and also online copies that we could email. RNIB Business Services gave us them in formats that we could then load onto our website. So we're trying to make the event as paperless as possible. So by not giving out a delegate pack to everybody that arrives, we've got all those accessible formats on the website as well. Got QR codes dotted around the conference. You've probably seen them that people can scan and it takes them straight to that page of the website.
Yeah, and you've got loads of NaviLens signs so that people know which direction certain things are. You've also got NaviLens heads on the tables so that people can sit with people with similar roles or that work in similar fields. Was that something you did for this conference, or has it been there a few years?
So this is our third year using NaviLens, and the first year that we used it, it was the first time it had ever been used in this kind of conference setting, and we didn't know how it would go. We do use NaviLens through the support of one of our member organisations who use it a lot in their own organisation. So with their support, we're able to use NaviLens on site at the conference, and it's remembering everywhere it needs to be. So you're quite right, everybody's badge has got a code on, all of the doors, fire exits, etc. have all got NaviLens codes on. And with NaviLens, if, for example, in some areas there's two or three codes, it will scan them all. So it won't just pick one and override it, it will scan all the codes. So it gives people a good indication of where they are. And then the networking tables, we did that for the first time last year. So we've got over 250 people here with us. So finding people with similar job roles or similar interests can often be quite difficult. Even if you've got the delegate list and you know who they are, it's actually finding that person. So over lunch, we have a couple of designated tables, and I guess they're themed. So for example, we've had children and young people today, CEOs and leaders, and then tomorrow we've got trustees, project managers or project leads. So then people can kind of go and find their people, I suppose, and network with the people that have got similar roles or similar interests to them.
This conference space has multiple kind of outdoor spaces that are easily accessible for people with guide dogs, and speaking to people, that sounds like it's a real relief and will make the day much easier knowing that they won't have to navigate very far away to be able to let their guide dogs have a break.
Yes, so there's a courtyard in the centre of where our main hub of the conference is, and then because we're on the Aston University campus, there's a couple of grassy areas as well surrounding us that people can use. But a number of organisations in the sight loss sector use this venue, so they're very familiar with the requirements of our delegates.
And another thing you had for people with dual sensory loss as well was closed captions, which will be there for tomorrow too. Are there any other accessibility choices that you made or that you would like to, having talked to people, implement this year to make it even more accessible than it already is?
So we always ask for feedback at the end of the conference, and accessibility is a key question that we ask in that feedback. And the networking table, the NaviLens, is a response that we've had to that feedback last year. The other thing that we've done that I didn't mention when we talked about delegate packs was the audio delegate pack. So it's sponsored by Glaucoma UK and kindly sponsored that pack, and it's produced by Galloway's, which is one of our member organisations. And that takes a long time because it's in 14 font, I think it's about 70 something pages long, so it's a long delegate pack. So they work incredibly hard to create that, and they create it in chapters, and that's how it's sent out to the delegates that request it, so they can take the bits that they want.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Amy Pearman, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. And hopefully people will get some inspiration about ways that they might be able to make their own events a bit more accessible.
Thanks, Amelia.